You're listening to SBS News.
Promising a new approach to politics, Anthony Albanese jumped up to the podium in his first press conference as Prime Minister.
I am incredibly honoured and humbled to have been sworn in as Australia's 31st Prime Minister. Australians have voted for change.
Standing in front of not only an Australian flag, but adding the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander flags and reiterating his commitment to enshrine a voice to Parliament in the Constitution, among other key priorities.
We will establish a National Anti-Corruption Commission. I've asked for that work to begin already. And we will, of course, be advancing the need to have constitutional recognition of First Nations people, including a voice to Parliament.
Earlier, Anthony Albanese was sworn in with his core team, including Deputy PM Richard Marles, Foreign Minister Penny Wong, Treasurer Jim Chalmers and Finance Minister Katie Gallagher. The Prime Minister and Foreign Minister are en route to Tokyo, Anthony Albanese suggesting the trip will signal the new government's international agenda.
To send a message to the world that there's a new government in Australia, and it's a government that represents a change in terms of the way that we deal with the world on issues like climate change.
But for the leader who's promised an end to the climate wars, there may still be some resistance. Former Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce says support for the net zero by 2050 commitment made by the coalition last year could now be reconsidered by his party.
I am going to make sure, like I know that we have a target, but I'm going to let the Nationals have their say in their party room after an election. On all policy, there is a discussion, right? And that's not saying you're going to drop it or you're going to stick with it. It says that we allow people in the dignity of our room to reflect back on what was pertinent in their electorates.
As the Liberals conduct a post-mortem on what went wrong, the Nationals leader is distancing himself from the blame.
Are you saying that it's the Liberals' own fault that they lost so many seats, that it had absolutely nothing to do with the Nationals party and it's solely their burden?
Well, that's a discussion for others to have, but I'm saying that the Nationals are our own party.
The so-called teal independents, who toppled several moderate Liberals, campaigned on a platform of climate action. New South Wales Treasurer and Liberal moderate Matt Keane told ABC the party needs to take ownership of the result.
We haven't lost a single seat to a candidate or party to on the right of the Liberal Party. All the seats we lost were to candidates that were advocating for stronger action on climate change, advocating for stronger positions when it comes to supporting women's equality.
One of the scalps claimed by the Teal Independents is former Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, who conceded Monday morning. It's created a wide chasm in the moderate faction of the party, as questions loom on who will take on the leadership. Fingers are pointing to Peter Dutton, the most senior Liberal remaining, who challenged Malcolm Turnbull for the leadership before the party ballot was won by Scott Morrison. Former Education Minister Alan Tudge has thrown his support behind his colleague, telling Sky News.
Peter Dutton will be leader. I think he'll be incredibly effective, actually. He's a person of immense character, experience.
Another name under consideration could be former Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews, who hasn't ruled out a leadership challenge, also telling Sky News.
I'm interested in what role will allow me to add the most value to my party and the members of my party as well. So I'm going to consider my position over the next day or so.
The party will soon meet to make that decision. Votes are still being counted, with thousands of postal ballots coming in. But the Australian Electoral Commission has indicated Labor could hold a majority government, with just a few seats still in question. Anthony Albanese says the rest of his cabinet will be decided and sworn in next week. Krishani Danji, SBS News.